Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 29, The Mystery of the Bog Bodies of Northern Europe. The mystery of the bog bodies of Northern Europe has fascinated archaeologists, historians, and the public for centuries. These remarkably well-preserved human remains, found in peat bogs across Denmark, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom, date back thousands of years, offering an eerie glimpse into the past. The bodies, often discovered with intact skin, hair, and even stomach contents, have raised many questions regarding their origins, causes of death, and the rituals or beliefs that may have surrounded them. Despite extensive research, the true reasons behind their deaths remain elusive, leaving room for speculation and debate. The most famous of these discoveries include Tolland Man, Graubal Man, and Lindo Man, each displaying signs of violent ends. The Tolland Man, found in Denmark in 1950, is among the best preserved bog bodies ever unearthed. His facial features appear almost lifelike, with closed eyes and a peaceful expression. However, a leather noose around his neck suggests he was hanged before being placed in the bog. Graubal Man, discovered in Denmark in 1952, had his throat slit from ear to ear. Lindo Man, unearthed in England in 1984, suffered a brutal demise, with evidence of strangulation, head trauma, and a slit throat. These cases suggest a pattern of ritualistic killing rather than random acts of violence. The exceptional preservation of these bodies is due to the unique conditions of peat bogs. The combination of acidic water, low temperatures, and lack of oxygen prevents decay, effectively tanning the skin and preserving organic material. This process, known as sphagnum preservation, allows for detailed forensic analysis of the individuals, offering insights into their final moments and the societies they belonged to. Scientists can examine their last meals, assess their health, and determine potential causes of death, yet the broader cultural context often remains speculative. One prevailing theory is that bog bodies were victims of human sacrifice. Many of the bodies show signs of violent death, with no evidence of self-defense or struggle, suggesting they were killed willingly or subdued beforehand. Some researchers believe these sacrifices were offerings to deities, possibly to ensure fertility, good harvests, or protection from natural disasters. In Iron Age Europe, religious practices often involved making offerings to the gods in watery places, reinforcing the idea that bogs may have been considered sacred. The fact that many bog bodies were placed carefully, rather than simply discarded, supports the notion of a ritualistic purpose. Another theory posits that the bog bodies were criminals or outcasts subjected to execution. Some of the individuals show signs of having lived difficult lives, with malnourishment or old injuries suggesting they may have been lower status members of society. In some cases, multiple forms of execution were inflicted on a single body, possibly as a means of ensuring their punishment was thorough. This aligns with the idea that these were judicial killings, carried out as a warning to others. A third possibility is that these individuals were victims of social or political unrest. During periods of tribal conflict or shifting power structures, executions may have been used to eliminate rivals or enforce control. Some bodies appear to have been well-nourished and physically robust, potentially indicating they were important figures who met violent ends due to betrayal or power struggles. The triple death method, strangulation, blunt force trauma, and throat cutting, seen in some cases, may have been a symbolic act, ensuring their complete removal from the mortal world. Not all bog bodies were violently killed. Some appear to have died naturally and were placed in bogs as part of burial rites. The presence of burial goods, such as clothing, tools, or jewellery, in some cases suggests that bogs may have been viewed as transitional spaces between the living and the dead. This perspective aligns with the broader European tradition of watery burials, where rivers, lakes, and bogs were believed to connect to the afterlife. Despite advances in forensic science and archaeology, the mystery of the bog bodies persists. Radiocarbon dating has helped establish timelines for their deaths, while CT scans and chemical analysis provide further clues about their lives. However, without written records from the societies that created them, much of their story remains open to interpretation. Each new discovery adds to the puzzle, offering tantalizing glimpses into ancient customs, yet no single explanation fits all cases. The cultural impact of the bog bodies has been significant, inspiring literature, art, and historical narratives. Seamus Heaney's poetry, for instance, captures the haunting beauty and tragic fate of these individuals, linking their suffering to wider themes of violence and sacrifice in human history. Museums across Europe display these remains, sparking curiosity and reflection on the practices of ancient civilizations. For many, the bog bodies serve as a reminder of the complex and often brutal nature of early societies, where life and death were intertwined with spiritual beliefs and harsh realities. As scientific techniques continue to evolve, new discoveries may provide clearer answers to the questions surrounding these enigmatic remains. DNA analysis, isotope studies, and further advancements in forensic anthropology may uncover more about their identities, origins, and the circumstances of their deaths. Yet, the bog bodies will likely retain an element of mystery, their silent presence in the peat offering a connection to a past that remains just out of reach. Whether they were sacrifices, criminals, or revered individuals, their preservation serves as a powerful link to the lives, beliefs, and rituals of our ancestors. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.